bitter stank of credit cards and cold ambition. Lucy hugged the sides of her puffer jacket close. Truth be told, she'd considered buying everything online. But the pull of a leisurely walk with a spiced latte after shopping proved too difficult to resist. So here she was in this foreign land. And here was the saleswoman, Erin, a ponytailed strawberry blonde, who had somehow steered her from a rack of baby wear to a display of high-tech fabric body cocoons that would totally displace traditional swaddling blankets one day. And would you believe how soft the de-stressed organic cotton fibers feel? Having never seen the inside of an office? Lucy shook her head to clear her thoughts and regarded the Mama One Wrap, basically a Velcro-fastened straitjacket for babies. Had the saleswoman really said de-stressed or distressed? And where could you get an adult size? She could use a swaddle. Her last stretch of unbroken sleep was 2 nights ago. "I'm just here for booties," she mumbled. Erin leaned close, conspiratorial advice forthcoming. "But if you sign up as a Sobebe member today, everything is 20% off," she said. "That means the Mama One Wrap, which never goes on sale, would be a steal." Lucy didn't have the heart to tell Erin that she could probably buy something similar on Taobao at a quarter of the price. "But what does it do?" "What does it do?" Erin exclaimed. "What doesn't it do? Hold on." Erin groped the arms of the cocoon, and alarmingly, the wrap started to vibrate. And a melancholic tune that Lucy would never have picked for a lullaby played. Erin smiled. "That's Tchaikovsky." Lucy's brow started to sweat. It didn't happen often, but sometimes she got triggered by piano music and words that sounded like Kumon. "That's nice. It's revolutionary. Babies can't resist dreamland. And voila." Erin, sensing weakness, was now detailing the removable padding, the windproof Okotech certified stain-resistant outer fabric with sparkly-eyed enthusiasm. Lucy rubbed her temples. She had a call in, she checked her watch, 95 minutes. "The contraption looks really uncomfortable. Too restrictive." Consternation at Lucy's use of the word contraption, a hard, unlovely word for such a cuddly store. Erin blinked, recovered. "Oh, babies love it. It's like being back inside the womb," Erin said, with the privilege of one who had been loved without conditions. Lucy, claustrophobic and seasonably matricidal, shuddered. "They'd just escaped after all." Erin would not be dissuaded. "The Mama One Wrap is like a mother's embrace, only better because it will always be there, no matter what." Lucy peered at the price tag and was glad for her poker face. The RoboCop swaddle was close to $120 a pop. Didn't cloth swaddles cost a tenth of that? But this one simulated a mother's hug. And Erin's sales pitch was subtext heavy. If it would prevent the kids from needing therapy in the future? She sighed. Now that she'd seen the Mama One Wrap, heard the spiel, the booties and hats seemed so basic. Even the oatmeal cashmere pixie hats by the window, which were from a proudly child labor-free co-op. As opposed to what? "I'll take 6, she said. 6, Erin said, joyous. Her smile could have warmed the sun. "Oh, then you'll have to get them in different colors. They have such a pretty selection. There are even limited edition prints. I'll bring the swatches so you can see it on a doll." She took out a large, startled doll with a head full of weedish hair and blue eyes. "This is Ri, one of our gender-neutral life-sized dolls approximating a 3-month-old. Gender-neutral, sure, but still very white. "We also have Avi, which is more pigmented." Erin's face was flushed. "Ri is fine," Lucy said, distracted by the bland smoothness between the doll's legs and the weird flickering eyelids.